Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to us. It's Psychic Talk Radio. That's right. Saturday. Open lines and mini readings all show long. I'm Dax Carlisle coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And my fabulous partner in crime coming to us all the way from Texas. It's Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday. I love Saturdays. How about you?
That's right. Oh, we just love it. I'm out on the patio. The butterflies are flying around here, and there's a slight breeze. It's still pretty hot because it is Tucson, folks, you know, but we had rain yesterday. Today it's clear skies or relatively clear skies, some high clouds up there. But yes, I love the open lines. We're going to do calls all show long because we don't have a mini topic today. So it's just going to be open lines and mini readings with your calls. People are already calling in. Hey, Mary, let's give
awesome.
Out the phone number if you want. If they want to join us, 714-816-4628. Remember, that's good for all of our shows all week long. We're starting to return to a full schedule. A couple of our shows are returning in October. We have a new show starting in October, Magic Universe with Sharona. Sharona Rapsik is going to be doing that show. And Vivian is supposed to return in November with a brand new show as well. A lot of exciting things happening on the network here and getting back to a full schedule here in fall. I'm really enjoying that. Remember, you can join us in the chat room. I only just got in the chat room. Over at psychetalk.net/live. And you can pop in there. You can comment on the show, chat with the hosts during the live show. You can ask questions about anything that we talk about on the network. And of course, you can ask for a mini reading right there at psychetalk.net/live. Write that down as well as the phone number because it's good for all of our shows. What I tell people nowadays, Mary, is, okay, you wake up in the morning. First thing you do is you go to your computer, your phone, your pad. You type in psychetalk.net/live and see when the next live show is. That's right. And then you
That's
can join
easy
us.
That's an easy way to do it.
Yes. Of course, we give priority to the calls. So dial in at 714-816-4628. Remember to press number one on your dial pad. That lets us know that you want to be live on air. We take the calls in the order that they come in. If you just want to listen to the show, don't press one. But if you want to be live with us, make sure you press one so it puts you up in the caller queue. You can also, of course, a lot of people call in via Skype. Remember to open the Skype app, then open the dial pad, press one. 714-816-4628. What's been going on with you, Mary? It's been a week.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, lots of good stuff, lots of good stuff. Got a few new tarot decks that I'm excitedly getting to know, and I'm going to be posting some video, you know, kind of overviews, reviews, whatever you want to call it, of these decks, which I'm excited to take a look at, you know, in more detail. And, you know what's really exciting, Dax? You remember Cedar Branches? He's been a guest on all our networks, I think.
Of course.
I've had him on my rock show, and I've had him on Mystical Musings already a couple times. And Cedar made an art documentary biography film kind of about himself using his own, you know, his photography. It's beautiful. It's breathtaking. And his haunting original music. And it's all about his life. And it's premiering tomorrow on YouTube on Sunday at 6 p.m. And if you go to, for our listeners, if you go to our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook, You can see the post where I shared the link to the event, so you can see the film. You guys got to see this film. It's a true art film in every way, and it's really it's all about Cedar's life, and it really, really is quite controversial.
It's controversial?
Not a story.
You said that yeah. yesterday to me, but I wasn't sure how things could be controversial with Cedar.
Well, let me give you a little bit of an idea. You know, Cedar, it talks about Cedar's, you know, life growing up. He lived in, you know, he went to over 20 different schools growing up, lived on the street for a while, was abandoned by his mother, you know, went from house to house to house, and then, you know, kind of, you know, went really, you know, struggled a lot. And then, you know, as a young man, kind of got, you know, what we would consider in the mainstream getting his act together, right? And he became very successful in Silicon Valley working for Microsoft. And working for Microsoft, you know, made a ton of money, had the American dream, the big house, the big, you know, the wife, the kid, the car and everything. And then you remember how volatile Microsoft has been throughout its history. And
In Silicon Valley altogether, yeah.
Exactly. And at one point, he just got, you know, so fed up, he left it all behind. He got rid of all his belongings. He got rid of all the money. He quit Microsoft and decided he would depend on the kindness of strangers and just travel the world as a mystic and an artist. And so, you know, it's not a choice most people would make or even understand or even consider. And it just shows, like, what that lifestyle was like and, you know, head to the brink of death, you know. I mean, it's really, it's shocking in a lot of ways, really. But it's a beautiful, beautiful film.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, most of us, you know, it's like if we were making that kind of money, I don't think we'd leave it behind.
No, because, you know, I can still have the money and I can still go on a pilgrimage to India, you know,
right.
Or Tibet or, you know, that's the thing. It doesn't have to be either or. And, you know, we get that a lot in the spiritual area, you know, especially those of us that are steeped in this. We do this for a living, you know, we're professionals at it. Oh my God, you know, you can't sell your gifts. I'm not selling my gifts. I'm selling my time. My time is valuable. That's right. And not to mention all of the time and expense, you know, you don't become a psychic or a tarot reader, numerologist, Reiki master, angel practitioner, all these different things that we do. You know, it's not an overnight process. It takes a lot of time out of your life. It takes a lot of study, a lot of practice, buying books and courses and decks, and, you know, setting up businesses are expensive as well, and websites and everything, you know, that goes along with it. Yeah, you know, and so you have to be compensated for that, and we have a right to have a house over our head, you know, just like anybody else, you know.
See, and that's, you know, that's the way I think a lot of us think about it, but this is like somebody who's saying, like, okay, I'm going to totally trust in the universe. I'm going to totally trust in, you know, to me, it's like, it seemed to me like it was sort of a test, either a test of his own self or a test of society or a test of God even, you know? I mean, it's just sort of...
It's amazing.
It's a crazy, you know, wild story.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I'm not taking away from what he did. I'm just saying that, you know, that's not something I would do. But,
me neither.
You know, it's fantastic that, you know, it worked out too. You know, that's the amazing thing, you know. And it's quite a story. Yeah. When does the movie come out again?
Well, tomorrow there's going to be a global online premiere on YouTube tomorrow, and then he's also got a PayPal set up to raise entry fees for independent film festivals that he's thinking of entering it into. So it's kind of a
it's a great
kind of film marketing thing. You know, having covered film for years, you know, it's like I've seen a lot of different ways that independent filmmakers have tried to, you know, get their movie out there, get the idea out there, and yeah, man, not everybody sort of just lays everything on the line like this. So I think it's wild. And I have to tell you, I was so surprised because I'm in the film. I'm interviewed for the film, and because Cedar was has been on Psychic Talk Network a few times, and it's like, when somebody approaches, imagine this, Dax, somebody you know, maybe a guest you've had on the show a few times, right? And mm-hmm. they ask you if you would be willing to do an interview for a film that they're making about themselves, you know. I was like, what is this going to be? Because it's like, who does that? Nobody does that, right? Like, I couldn't even imagine what it would be like. And then I got to see a preview of it. Right, because it's like, you don't know what to make of it, really. And I was blown away by how well it was done. It surprised me. A first-time filmmaker coming out with something like this that's done that well, I mean, you know. And the first thing I think is kind of along the lines of, you know, what we're talking about like this kind of wild, crazy choice he made with his life. It's like, you know, I watch the film and I think, oh my gosh, you know, he could be doing commercials. He has skills to make all this kind of money, you know, like you could have a job doing all these different things. And like, that's how I think. And maybe that's how a lot of other people think, but it doesn't seem to be how he thinks. So it's really different.
Awesome. Well, thanks for keying us in on that. And I got some stuff going on, too, that I'm working on. Maybe I'll talk about it a little later in the show. But let's go to the phone lines because we have a lot of people waiting. Today, the numerology of the day, the entire date, 9/14/2019, reduces to 26, adds up to 26. 2 plus 6 is 8, which is the number of abundance in numerology. Very abundant day. And the card of the day is the Four of Wands, which is also a card of prosperity and celebration, peace, work or investments coming to fruition, security at home, happiness, that kind of thing. You know, remember to celebrate. And four is the number of structure. And if you notice, it also makes up the Eight of Abundance because eight is double four, you see. So today is a great day. If we take into account the card of the day and the numerology of the day, it's a great day to set the foundations, the structure, the plan. Four is also about making plans. Make the plan now, okay, so you achieve that abundance. Also, the day, the 14th, 1 plus 4 is 5. It's a 5-day, so that's the day of high energy, so you can take advantage of that high energy to get things going on a project or a career or something like that, you know, that's going to lead eventually to that abundance. The five is also it's the number of the adventurer. It's also called the chaos number in numerology because, you know, all these energies, there's another side of the coin. And the other side of the coin is things can spiral off into disaster and chaos.
Oh, no.
You know, so you set the – yeah. But knowing that it's a 5-day, you know that ahead of time. So you set the intention that I'm going with the positive side of the coin, the high energy, the adventurous spirit. You know, go out and take in – a movie and ride the roller coasters and things like that. You know, that's what you do on a 5-day. So that's the numerology and the card of the day. Now I can put the Four of Wands back in the deck and give it a shuffle here. We're going to go to, let's see, who's the first caller that's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 704. Hello, caller.
Hey, how are you? Hello, how are
Great.
You?
Great. What's your name? What's your name? Where are you calling
Marcia.
From?
Marcia. And I'm Marcia. Calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Marcia.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So it's open
so
line.
What
would you like to chat
about?
Well, just actually, I'm just open to whatever the spirit has to say to me.
I love that. I love that. I love that.
Message.
I love that. Should I go
Let's
first? Or should you go first? What do you want to do?
You can if you want. I'm still pulling cards.
I'm just going to pull an angel card for you and just go with that idea of what spirit has to say. What does spirit want you to know? What does the angel
Oh, that's great.
Because
I got an
about.
Angel card too, Mary. So I'm
Excellent.
Excited to hear what you get.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, this is a good one, actually. I mean, they're all good ones, right? You know, angel cards, I love them all. But this one in particular, you know, it's about guidance, right? And it's saying that, you know, one, it's talking about listening to your inner guidance, you know, opening up your intuition to so you can experience your own wisdom, the guidance within you. And then it's also saying that, like, you know, the more that we love and honor ourselves, the clearer and more directly that guidance reminds us that we're loved and protected and that messages can come through more. So it's saying, like, remove any filters or, you know, filters of doubt, filters of, you know, any negative self-talk sometimes, you know, anything that's limiting when it comes to, you know, what you are able to provide in the way of wisdom, your own guidance, your own inner wisdom. And, you know, it's saying, like, really be open to that. So trust yourself is what the real message is more than anything else, you know. Yeah, you know, we could get guidance from other people, and sometimes we truly need it, you know. But also don't deny what your own inner wisdom is telling you. Dax, what did you get?
So the message I got is in alignment with what we were just talking about with the card of the day, the numerology of the day, and abundance and flow. And it's talking about how, Marcia, you're making slow, methodical progress towards goals. You're leaving the rough seas and heading into calmer waters. It's slow, but it's happening, okay? And one thing that the tarot wants you to be aware of is holding on too tight. Okay, that's what's coming up. Is it's the lesson of flow. You know, you go to your financial advisor, they're going to tell you to put every dime in your 401k and in your savings account that you can and so forth like that. But that's not how abundance actually works in the real world, in the universe, through the law of attraction. It's flow. It's trusting that, you know, as I provide abundance to other people, it comes back to me. And the more I do it, the more comes back. And the more I do it, the more comes back. And it's like a snowball effect. And it's, we call it flow in the law of attraction. And some of the cards are suggesting that in certain areas, and this doesn't have to be financial, it could be any area of your life in which you want abundance. It feels like you're holding on too tight to something. I don't know what that is. Could be holding on to finances or relationships, maybe ones that aren't working, things along those lines. And the central focus card is actually the Two of Cups, which is a card that corresponds to Archangel Raphael. And it's a card of healing. And, you know, in other types of readings, when it comes up, it can talk about relationships, it can talk about good friendships, even romance, you know, two people coming together. But the main thing is actually emotional stability, helping other people who then help you. and the coming together of two or more people to accomplish something. And it's all about harmony and cooperation with other people. And also that healing energy. I think if you, you know, go along with taking the lesson of the little warning that popped up there about holding on too tight and allow the flow, it's going to cause healing and you're going to have more abundance in all the areas of your life. Does that make sense? Any of this resonate with you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what came up on my end. I liked Mary's message too. That was great as well. So I hope that helped you out. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for calling in, Marcia.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Wow, Mary, great first call, huh?
Yeah, that was really cool. I love that when it's so open.
That's right. And I want to remind everybody that if you want a longer, like, private session, you don't want to air all your dirty laundry, you know, with tens of thousands of people listening in over radio, you can get a hold of Mary and me off air. You can go to psychictalk.net/Mary. That's Mary's page. You can book a session with her, a private session. You can go to my page at psychictalk.net/Dax. psychictalk.net/Dax. Alrighty. So let's see. Who's been waiting the longest here? 714-816-4628. If you're sitting on the fence, get into the queue. We'd love to chat with you. I haven't checked the chat room in a while to see if there's any questions or readings in there. No, I don't see. I see some people in there, but I don't see any questions or reading requests. So we'll go to the phone lines. Area code 267 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Donna. I'm from Pennsylvania. And
hi, Donna.
Hi. How you doing? I've been on this long journey with a relationship. Well, it was a 9-year thing, 10-year. And we split up for 2 years. He went on to be a railroad truck driver. And last week he came over for dinner, and it seems like rekindling things, like it never really ended, but distance and time was a problem and other things. Do you see it coming together and working out this time? His initials are A.H.
Let's see here. No. Is he an earth sign, by the way? Just curious. Got some earth signs and some water signs showing up.
Cancer. His name's Irving.
Cancer. That's water, I believe. I'm not an astrologer, folks, but these things do show up in the cards occasionally, you know, and so I like to check with people. Yeah, there is a Cancer in here, the King of Cups, but there's also a Capricorn, Virgo, or Taurus showing up, Page of Coins. He's a little bit either younger. I'm sorry?
I'm Taurus.
You're the earth sign.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this is a male individual in addition to the one you're talking about. The one you're talking about is being represented by the King of Cups, okay? But there's another individual that's Page of Coins, Page of Pentacles. Typically, pages are younger chronologically, but it doesn't have to be chronologically younger. It could just be that they are emotionally younger, that they are full of life, or that they just have a mindset like that, okay? So there's this other individual showing up. The nostalgia card is the very first card that shows up in the past, you know, and that's talking about this relationship, you know, and you have these nostalgic feelings around this relationship, and that's the Six of Cups for those that are you know, following along, so to speak. There's only one major arcana card that shows up, and it's Judgment. I mean, that is literally the cosmic wake-up call, Donna. It's like, okay, this is a cosmic wake-up call, the message that's coming through. It's big. And I usually joke and say it's like the universe reaches out with a wet mackerel and slaps you over the face with it until you get it, until you get it, okay? So initially I did this spread as a yes-no spread. I got two yeses, three nos. And so it's not a really strong – it's leaning no, so, but it's not a really strong no, like four no cards or five no cards. It's three with two yes cards. So what that means is whenever I get that three yeses or three nos, it's talking about there's a lot more work to be done, that that – you know, it's leaning one way or another, but it could really go either way. It could really, really go either way. It all depends on you. And it's leaning towards the no because and that's another level of why the nostalgia card is popping up here. That if this was to progress forward and rekindle, it would have to, you would have to make it as if it's a brand new relationship. You can't go back to the way it was before, and you just have to let that go. And if you can't let that go, you know, that's what the nostalgia card is saying, is that it's never going to work because you have to have a strong foundation to build a relationship on. And obviously there's issues from the past, things that happened, things that didn't happen. This has been going on for a really long time. And, you know, you guys haven't been together all of this time. Most of the time you've not been together. And so what that shows us is that that's not a foundation that can be built upon. You would have to look at this fresh, as if it's a brand new relationship, as if you just met the person in order for it to potentially work. The other caveat that I said in the very beginning is that there is another individual floating around in the wings here. Just want to mention that, and you can do with that what you want. And the other cards showing up are cards of patience and talking about review and assessment. It's going to take a lot of reviewing what's happened so far, assessing the situation, figuring out where things went wrong, letting go of old baggage surrounding the relationship, and as I said, treating it as if it's brand new, if it were to work. Okay, and that's why the Judgment card is showing up to say, this is the cosmic wake-up call on this relationship. This is what has to be done, or it's just not going to work. Okay?
Right.
But I want to get
Mary's perspective on this.
Hi.
What are you getting,
Hi.
Hi. You know, look, you know, the couple of cards that come up, and I'll just make this really short here. One, you know, I do feel like that sense of nostalgia. I get the angel joyful recognition. It's like, you know, there's something between the two of you. You guys have a long history for sure. And there's a, you know, it's complicated, right? You know, and look, you know, I get the Five of Wands overlooking everything. I feel like you're still going to be competing for his time, you know? The other thing that I get is that, you know, I don't think that he is going to be able, and I would say almost even willing, to really meet the expectations that you have when you think of what you want in a long-lasting, you know, solid relationship. And that, you know, people are who they are. We've got to meet them where they're at. And the last message I get with this is like trying to get him to settle down is like taming the wind. Okay, so I don't know, you know, if you see a, you know, resonance with that or not, but I just feel like let it be what it is, you know?
Yeah,
and that would be the last thing I've got on it. Go ahead.
I'm looking for something more solid. Like, I don't know why, because he's not like a ladies man. He's not, you know, no, like not being mean, but that's the thing. He's so I don't know what his thing is, but does he have feelings? Does he want to settle down? I don't know, because I'm confused with him.
Yeah, I'm not getting the settled. I get, you know, like I said, it's like taming the wind. I think that it's really kind of difficult to get him to settle down. But I do think that there's genuine feelings there. But, you know, sometimes love isn't enough, you know.
Right.
To really sustain us. So, you know, just like I said, you know, maybe just let it be what it is, and, you know, and be clear on, you know, what it is that you want, rather than, you know, what he's willing to offer. But I don't see him meeting, like, the standards you have set, you know. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with those standards. I think they're quite reasonable, you know.
No,
I think that they are.
Normal.
And
he always says that, too. He wants a normal house with a normal life. And so, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, he's gotta kind of decide when he wants that, because it doesn't look like, you know, he's ready for it right now, or that he's trying to make it happen right now. So I would just kind of, you know, stand your ground, you know, and not compromise, you know, your very reasonable standards there, and, you know, let it be what it is for now, and let him know, you know, what you want, you know, and
right.
if he can be a part of that, terrific, because there's definite genuine emotions there, and you have a long history. And if he can't, well, you know, sounds like from what Dax was saying, there might be somebody interesting coming in.
Oh, well,
can
I just ask a timeline?
We
on
always
when
like
some,
that.
Someone else is coming in.
Well, there's not a timeline on it. It's the tarot is just saying they're there, but it'll never manifest unless you focus that's what you're going after. You have to get it flowing, like I said with the previous caller. You know, it's blocked right now because you're focused on the past. You're focused on the other fella. And it's an indicator that the potential's there, but there's no timeline on it yet, because you haven't decided that's what you want to do. That's the direction you want to go in. And once you do that, then the universe will go, ah, that's what Donna wants. We're going to start sending her that. We're going to put people, places, and things in her path that will lead her to what she needs to get to.
Oh, okay. Do I know this person?
You know, it just came up in the spread as kind of a little ancillary thing. It really, you know, there was no specifics around it. So, you know, if I look at it that way, let me see. Does she? No. Yeah, this is somebody you don't know. This is definitely somebody you don't know. And when I draw cards on it, it not only strongly says no, you don't know this person, but also it pops up a lot of court cards are, you know, generally people, so there's a lot of other individuals involved in this. So it the way you would meet this person is through your acquaintances, circle of friends, coworkers, family, you know, any groups of people that you gather with, that's where this would come through. And also, the only major arcana card that pops up when I draw this spread is the Fool card, meaning you'd have to take a leap of faith. You'd have to actually take the step. You'd have to actually go for it and inquire casually, you know, with all these surrounding people that are popping up here. when I drew a separate spread for that for you, Donna. And yeah, it's definitely somebody new.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, well,
thanks
for the call,
calling.
Donna. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And by the way, folks, I was mentioning about private readings, private sessions, and I forgot to mention I launched a flash sale today that's running through the weekend, and it's a tarot or numerology reading, a private one with me for $19.97. It's over at psychetalk.net/flash. And I'm going to do your personal year number, your life path, destiny, attitude, and a couple of the numbers from your numerology, as well as pull cards for you. And it's just $19.97. That's, God, about $50 off. So go check out the flash sale, psychictalk.net/flash, $19.97. You can pick up a private session with me. Let's see. Pop over to the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. Okay, still nothing in there. So, folks, if you're listening live and you want to join us in the chat room, go over to psychictalk.net/live. And you can ask for a mini reading. Remember, though, you can also ask us questions, too. Like, do you have a burning question about tarot, numerology, Reiki, energy tapping, crystals, angels, hypnosis, psychic development? Whatever you have a question about, Mary and I have it covered. Right, Mary?
Yes, we do.
And if
go ahead. Try to stump us.
try to stump us, yes. And if we don't know the answer, we'll find out for you. That's right. That's right. So you can call in or join us in the chat room. The chat room's even better for those kinds of questions, but you know, we'll take it on air as well. psychictalk.net/live to join us in the chat room. And 714-816-4628 to give us a ring. Let's see. Oh, we got a bunch more callers here. Oh, Mary. We blew past the bottom of the hour here. So before we go to the next call, let me take just 1 minute to mention some of the shows coming up on the network. We are going back to a full schedule. You can read all about it at psychictalk.net/upcoming. And all the details are there. I also have all the shows listed through Monday, October 7th. So, yeah, it's all right there for you. All you ever have to do is go to psychetalk.net/upcoming to check up on all the great shows coming up. And, of course, Monday we have a double episode. It's a double feature every Monday, Wisdom of Your Soul with Janice Fuchs and Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn. On Catherine's show, she's doing Love as a Healer. So that's going to be a really powerful episode. On Tuesday, it's The Difference Between Ghosts and Spirits with hosts Rose Fullhorse and Dave Nunnally. And Dave's wife, Donna, is going to be on. And she's an expert in this. So they're going to be talking about the difference between ghosts and spirits. And I'll be back on Wednesday with Charlotte Kornberg. She'll be doing her Crystal of the Day. We'll be doing open lines and mini readings all show long. Dr. Dr. Sharona Rapsik and Dr. Rose Wilkerson. We have two Roses. They're going to be joining me on The Doctors Are In on Friday, and then Mary and I will be back Saturday, September 21st.
Yes.
The Mystery of the Structure of Tarot, Mary.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so fun to talk about that.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun.
And it leads into a lot of different things. Absolutely.
Oh,
you know, tarot has a specific structure, and you know, there's the greater mystery of no one really knows where the tarot deck came from, folks. You know, if they tell you they know, they don't know. There's nothing written down about it. We went over the history a little bit on a previous show, Mary and I, and this is kind of going to dovetail nicely in with that and continue the conversation, because although, Mary, we don't have any historical references beyond the early 1400s. Maybe there's one that might be the late 1300s that might refer to tarot, but there's nothing specific on the structure, why the deck looks the way it does, where it came from, what the purpose was, all those things. But what we got is we've got the deck. We're able to look at the structure of the deck. And so that's what we're going to do next Saturday. So there you go, folks. Head over to psychictalk.net/upcoming to check all that out. Fabulous shows coming up all the way through October. And as I said, we have new shows coming in October and November. We've got a couple other shows returning in October. So lots of great stuff coming up. Let's see here. Go back over to the switchboard, Mary. And, ooh, we have two 310 area codes back to back. Wow, they
Beverly
must need
Hills.
A lot of help over there. Yeah, they must need a lot of help in California or something like that. Okay, so the first one is West Hollywood. Oh my God. The first one is area code 310, and the telephone number begins with 75. So I'm just gonna so they know it's them, and we're gonna bring them on right now. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good afternoon, and congratulations on what's got to be your 420th show by now.
It is.
It is.
It's about awesome 420.
Because I actually came to you on your 400 show. So ever since then, I have been very much interested in, and I'm actually trying to book one of your flash sales right now. But when I spoke with you guys on that 400 anniversary, I was told that there was something new coming up, and this is regarding employment. And just recently, I have an interview coming up for a position that in the industry that I have been. But a day after that, there was an announcement for another position on another industry. And I am, like, really excited about this because last time I was told that there's something new coming my way. So I'm hoping that you could pick up something regarding this what could be a new beginning for me.
Mm. Right. So,
okay.
So like, are you wanting us to kind of look at, like, you know, whether this is going to end up being like you entering a new industry or a new opportunity in an industry you've already been in?
Yes, definitely. I'm you know, all of a sudden, I mean, I've been, like, the interview that I have, I've been looking forward to and all this and that. But all of a sudden, this new opportunity came up, and even if it pays a lot less, I am, like, looking forward to it, to going into that new industry.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first, or?
Yeah. Oh,
how
yeah.
You want to do it,
Mary? Or I can. I can do it. I'm thinking of doing just like kind of an either or, what I call an either or spread, to see like which seems stronger, you know, going into the industry you've already been a part of, or, you know, an opportunity to enter a new industry and just kind of get a feel for that. The one you've already been a part of, a new one, part of, new one, part of, and a new one. Okay, so this is interesting. It's like, you know, sometimes it's great when we have, like, you know, it's like an abundance of choices here, right? You know, when I look at this idea of, like, this opportunity, the one you're interviewing for that's in an industry that you've already been in, I feel like, yeah, you know, it's a good opportunity. And I kind of feel like, you know, it's okay. It would be okay. Like, I feel like the money's okay. I feel like the job itself is sort of okay. But when I look at this idea of going into this new industry, following that opportunity, is a little bit different because I feel that there's, like, this sort of, like, where your emotions are with this. I feel like, you know, it would be just sort of adequate.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Even,
emotion.
You know, to enter the old industry, you know, I get the Five of Cups. Like, there's, like, a little bit of a letdown. There's something about this sort of, like, your energy is, like, trying to pull you in a different direction and saying, like, hey, no, I really want, you know, new energy here. And what I get with this opportunity of entering a new industry for you, I feel like that's pretty interesting because I think you're right about it would be less money in the beginning, you know, but it's funny because it's like we go from the Five of Pentacles to the Ten of Pentacles. So it's like less money in the beginning, and then it ends up like being something that like is really, you know, really, really rewarding, really satisfactory. There's a lot of contentment with that, as opposed to, you know, the money and opportunity being okay, staying in the same industry, but yet being emotionally sort of let down. So that's kind of what I'm saying. If it was me, yeah, it would be a hard choice to make, but I think I would probably lean toward, like, you know, new adventures in a different industry. Dax, what are you getting?
Okay. What I'm getting... Oh, you know, I forgot your name already. I'm sorry.
Michael.
What's your name again? Michael. Okay, I don't even know if I asked that because I didn't write it down like I normally do. I type it in under your phone number on the line usually, and there was nothing in there. I'm like, what's the guy's name? Okay, Michael. So, okay, this is... Wow. This is quite the mixed bag that I'm getting. Oh, my God. So I pulled two full spreads, one on each one, just to see what's going on, you know. And so there's the new opportunity. There is the new position, which is also new, but the same industry. Is that – am I making sense? Is that right?
No. No, because one actually yes and no. The yes is because the positions are both in the industry of transportation. However,
yeah, but what I'm talking about is that you already have this one you're about to move into, and then there's the word coming of this potential new, right?
Yes.
That separates
yes,
the two out. Okay. So
yes.
the one that you know, is already there, is very promising. I mean, there's lots and lots of positive cards. I mean, tons. And a lot of them, there's a lot of financial cards showing up that are, you know, very, you know, financially great, absolutely great. You know, everything about this is very positive. Not a single negative card, not a single, you know, qualifier card like, well, but... you know, kind of thing. Okay. So we'll contrast that against the new opportunity. The new one that you recently heard about has a lot of potential. The star card shows up. And whenever the star card shows up, that's a card of optimism and hope and faith. And, you know, there's a lot of hope. There's a lot of potential with this new one. And another aspect of the star card is following your intuition. So really, you know, which way you go and so forth, it's all going to be coming down to your gut feeling. You're going to have to take some deep breaths, put your hand on your solar plexus, and just ask out loud, you know, about each one, you know. Is this right for me? Is this right for me? You know, and you're going to get a gut instinct about this, okay? Right off the bat, there's a message coming through about the new opportunity. And I pulled a timing card and got four. And so potentially within the next 4 days, you're going to hear something about this, okay? Could be 4 weeks, but I'm thinking more like 4 days you're going to hear something about this. Maybe just a little something, you know, to give you more information. The thing about the new one, you know, I was talking about the other one looks really great, and especially financially. The thing about the new one is it's going to be more emotionally satisfying.
Yes.
That's what's coming through. Is that's the main thing, is the star card and some cup cards talking about it's going to be emotionally satisfying. Now, the central focus card that shows up, however, on this new opportunity is the tower card. And, you know, everybody listening out there that knows anything about tarot is going, oh, my God, the tower card. That's disaster.
Ah.
And you know, but no, there's other meanings. And when I take in the whole of the reading, what it's really talking about is the other aspect of the tower card is that it's going to talk about sudden and abrupt change shifts in foundation. So in order to do this new one, it's going to require quite a shift on your part versus just slipping into that other one. That's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not a bad thing, okay? But it's going to keep you up at nights a little bit, and it's going to take a while, you know, to get used to that, you know, this new foundation. But once you do, it has a lot of potential. So it's whether or not you're prepared to go through all of that. There's going to be a little bit of an upheaval, some sleepless nights until things smooth out, you know, or do you want to just go with the other one where it's infinitely easier and it's going to be really well paying and compared to the other one, you know. So that's what I meant about a mixed bag that I said in the very beginning, is that, you know, you're going to have to work that out. You're going to have to, you know, listen to your gut instinct on that. Yeah. So I hope that all helped you out.
Okay. It has. And I have already booked with you. So regarding the flash sale, so I'll be talking to you whenever that's going to happen.
Awesome.
And then
we can go deeper into that.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So I thank you both for your time, and basically everything, what I have gathered in my non-psychic education is that basically everything's looking good. And the emotional satisfaction is because on one, I would be dealing with people on a one-on-one basis, and I would be able to take care of them, take care of the problems. The other one, I would be serving people, but I would not see them face to face. I would be serving them in the work that I do. And the finished product, basically. And that's the one that would pay a lot better. But the other one comes with some benefits that are really, well, for me, travel would be involved. And for me, that's pricey.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, no matter what, I never seem to go anywhere. And I always wanted to travel. So basically, but yeah, we'll definitely look into it whenever we get together. Do you think it'll be sometime this
Michael.
Week?
Yes, absolutely. I'll contact you after the show about your flash sale purchase there.
Okay.
And we'll see when we can pop on, you know, within the next day or so. Got plenty of time coming up pretty soon here, so looks really good.
So,
I'll look forward to chatting with you.
Okay, just to let you know, Tuesday, that's when I have the interview with that one position, and I'm waiting for the other one to contact me, whether I'm going to move forward or not. So.
Perfect, yeah. And like I said, the timing card on that was 4, so it's within this four-day block of time. You're going to know about both. Yeah.
Oh, okay, awesome. All right. Thank you. Yep. And
all right.
Thank you both. Thank you very
much. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All righty. Bye, Michael.
Calling.
Awesome call, and you know, we'll be I'll be contacting you right after the show, and we'll make arrangements to do that private session with you. So let's see, we still got some time in the show, Mary, to squeeze in a couple of more calls. Anything you want to put out there besides Cedar's movie? Don't forget to catch Cedar's movie. You can find it on our Facebook group.
Yeah, don't forget to join the Facebook group. We're Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook, and if you need to get in touch with me to book a reading, you can go to psychictalk.net/Mary, and I'm there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wonder who.
Can also
who
find
our next
Mary.
Call is.
You can also find Mary on Keen too. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Let's see. So the next caller is the next 310 area code that starts with 46, and we're going to go to them next. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Mindy, and I'm actually calling from Florida. I am from Los Angeles, but I'm visiting my father.
Oh, calling from Florida. See, she tricked
Hello.
Us. Every once in a while,
you
they do that.
Us.
You know, they trick us.
Well,
that's okay. We like Florida,
call.
Too. Absolutely. What did you want to chat about today? Did you have a specific question you wanted a reading on, or what's going on?
Or maybe just for the next, I don't know if you can capture the next 30 days, because I'm going to be leaving here. And
okay.
I don't know how I should frame the question, but I'm so open to the process. I don't know if I should tell you.
Well, no, that's okay. So over the, you just want to know what like the next 30 days
what
looks
the,
like for you?
Sure. The wisdom of tarot, what the wisdom of tarot wants to share with me.
Well, I want to ask you, I want to ask you right off the bat, you know, what is it, Mindy, that you're worrying about? Because the very first card that shows up is the Nine of Swords, and that's the worry card. There's something that you're worrying about with this movement.
It has to do, right, it's two moves, and it hasn't been revealed to me yet which way I'm going, if I'm going back to L.A. or if I'm heading overseas.
Aha.
There you go. Now we're getting closer to that. I know how to frame it. Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so give me just a second, because what I'm going to do here, I pulled cards on this, but I need to pull some cards on the move, because I want to get an idea. Let's see. See what the tarot has to say about that. Okay. Page of Wands, that's literally travel overseas. Yes. Okay, got an abundance card, 8. We got the Ace of Swords, the High Priestess. That Page of Wands is the central focus, and you know, in the traditional Waite Smith version of the card, in the background is the pyramids. And I was drawing this set of cards because I wanted to see, you know, which is more likely, and the travel overseas, the moving overseas, is much more likely.
Good.
So I just want to throw
that's
that
awesome.
Out there. Now, in the original spread that I pulled, that was the one with the Nine of Swords in the recent past, you know that led me to ask, you know, why are you worrying? You know, there's a lot of four cards,
and we were talking
about that, about how, the card of the day was the Four of Wands, and we were talking about structure and the number four, and then lo and behold, all these four cards show up, and so what it's talking about is structure. Some of it is about kind of trying to think outside of the box, trying to step back from it, and it may require you to get a disinterested party, somebody that could be more objective to look at it with you from a distance, but it's talking about, you know, taking a step back, think outside of the box with this, and structure, plans. And today's a great day for that. And it's no coincidence that you're calling in on a day that we get the four, you know, for the card of the day. Yeah, because that's what you need to be doing. It requires planning. And then the other spread is pointing you in the right direction that, the overseas is more likely. So, you know, what you want to do is stop being nebulous on it. You want to stop being nebulous. You got to focus on, okay, decision. I'm doing this. I'm making it happen. How do I make it happen? Okay, take a step back. Think outside the box. Get, consult with other people. Make plans. And that's what it's all talking about. And then the central focus card is the Queen of Coins or the Queen of Pentacles. That's the capable woman, you know, very earthy, organized, uncomplicated, and she's very nurturing. For me personally, it's the mother card, because it looks like my mom, you know, in the card, and she's holding the pentacle, and she's nurturing it, and you know, that's kind of the framework that you want to go at this with. And it's also reminding you, Mindy, that you are that capable woman, that you have that organized ability, mm-hmm. and you can do this. You can make this happen. And mm-hmm. I keep coming back to uncomplicated, because that's one of the aspects of the Queen of Coins. And don't make mm-hmm. this more complicated than it needs to be. That's part of why you got the Nine of Swords.
That you're saying that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I understand where
yeah.
the message is coming from. My mother,
there
college,
you go.
Would always say, "Don't make it a federal
well,
case."
Exactly, and like I always say, tarot is 90% confirmation, 10% new information. So there you
right.
go. But let's see what Mary's getting, Mary.
Yes. Well, it's interesting because in the first part they came up with the Six of Swords, which is literally like traveling across water, you know. So I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, are we going overseas? It definitely seems likely here. And I feel
we're in
like,
sync, Mary.
You know, right? You know, and I was looking more at this concept of like, what's the next 30 days going to be like? Like, what helps us get through the next 30 days? What do we need to know? And, you know, the Justice card comes up. It's all about balance. You know, life is all about balance, generally. And with the Justice card, it is also saying, like, you know, to kind of keep your equilibrium, you know, in the midst mm-hmm. of all of this change. And mm-hmm. how we do that is, one, not we get the Five of Wands, and then the position that it's in, it's saying, like, don't struggle against the current. You know, uh-huh. try to get able to go with the flow. And then the, oddly enough, an image of an owl came up to me, you know, the bird, mm-hmm. an owl. Mm-hmm. And it just, what came to me with that is that, okay, you know, dealing with all these unknowns is kind of like trying to feel your way in the dark at this moment. And that the owl is the master of the nighttime. It can see through the darkness. There's a sense of like being able to like sense what is the right choices and the right directions. I feel like you've got an inner guidance system that is going to get you through the next 30 uh-huh. days. And I think it's going to be just a lesson in not going against the current, you know, not mm-hmm. struggling against it, but like finding a way to maintain your equilibrium during these sort of ups and downs and changes and
sure.
everything. So
yeah,
that's
wonderful.
That's what I
you
get.
Know, that's so wonderful. What a great message. There's just two things here. The owl mm-hmm. is a totem as a messenger to the afterlife. And I mm. happen to be a medium. And one
oh,
of the
wow.
things that I am looking to do when I go overseas, I have a business over there, but I am looking to take this mediumship course in,
oh, wow.
in England. So
oh, my
that's,
goodness.
That's so appropriate. And then the very
wow.
other, that's really, really cool, really cool. So thank you. And the other, that Nine of Swords of worry, I've been here. I came from my father's birthday. He's 92 back in June. And I've been here all this time to make sure all his caretaking is taken care of and the medication was taken mm. care of. And everything is in place now. And I have a very clean balance sheet now with my dad. If he crosses and he needs to go and do his thing,
mm-hmm.
I know that I did the right thing, but now it's my turn now.
Yeah.
I have three other siblings, but they don't show. But I
right.
have, and I've done it. So now it's like, okay, I can do this. I can leave. He's got the right care in place. So that's what I wanted
yeah.
to share. So many things, once I made that decision, so many things have been opening up for me. So it's like,
beautiful.
You have to nourish yourself so you can nourish others. And I need to be able to do that. So it was great confirmation
yeah.
today for me.
Well, terrific.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call and bright blessings on your journey.
Thank you so very much. Take care.
Thanks, Mindy.
Me too.
And enjoy the rest of your weekend. So we got one caller left. Do we got time to take another caller?
Let's do it.
Okay, we're just going to knock this one out. Area code 630 has been waiting a long time. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Is this Dax?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Dax. This is Lisa from the Midwest. We talked a while ago.
Hi, Lisa. How can we help you today?
Do you remember me?
I don't recall off the top of my head.
Okay.
You know, when you're
so
on shows seven days a week, it's hard to remember everybody.
So I was looking for a property, and I still am, and you said to change agents. And, yeah, it's interesting you said that because I finally did. Like, the one that I was using wasn't there for me at all, the lady. And you said you saw a guy coming in.
Oh, I remember,
this? Yeah, and I did. I got a guy, and he's head of an agency. And then I had something happen that was just crazy. Like, the top floor of my condo, I had, like, ceiling damage from, like, a really bad storm. So the water came in a little bit. So the association said, you know, they'll pay for it. They got the roof fixed, which you have to. And then I'm on the top floor, and they said that they would pay for it. I just want to know if you see any problem with them reimbursing me for that. You know, maybe just charging it directly, too. I have to just let her know, like, who I chose and get the estimate. And I'm also having a hard time finding a really good painter. You got to be really careful who you get. You know, I was going to get that done, plus a little bit more that I need to get done in another room and pay for that on my own, a separate room. So do you see me finding someone soon? Because I've been interviewing, and, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, like, I think sometimes they want real big jobs or something, you know, I would get the estimate, but then a couple people I didn't get the estimate. And so far I haven't found someone I like of the ones I got the estimate.
Mary, you want to take that aspect of finding the right painter? And I'll do the other aspect of...
Well, the condo, you know, there shouldn't be any problems. As far as I know, my neighbor had a problem. They helped him out.
Yep. Well,
so finding Mary's gonna I'll look at the painter.
She's gonna pull. Yeah, and I already pulled cards on the other one. That's why I said, Mary, you go with that, because I already pulled cards, and it's really, really, really positive. You know, Hearth and Home is coming up here. You know, and all the cards are, almost all of them are yes. It's like yes.
Are you talking
you're
about
not gonna
them
have
reimbursing me?
I'm talking about the we're separating this out, okay, Lisa? So I'm doing that part. Mm-hmm. Mary's doing the other part about the painter, okay? So I'm so right now, because I can only pull cards on one thing at a time, and I figure it's better to split it. What I'm getting is that you're not going to have any trouble getting reimbursed. Now, one caveat on that is that they are a little tight with money. Okay, that's showing up as the central focus is tightness with money. Okay, so it might not be – that might refer to a delay. It might refer to it just not being instantaneous, that you might have to put in a couple requests or something along those lines. But ultimately, you're successful. All the rest of the cards, they ultimately –
as long as it's reasonable, right? Like, don't get someone that's, like, overpriced. You know what I mean?
That's right. And but, you know, just be aware of that, you know, so if something comes up, you'll just think in the back of your head, you'll say, oh, yeah, Dax warned me about that. They're going to be a little bit tight with the money, but they're eventually going to become, you know, be forthcoming eventually. And then let's go to Mary and see what she's getting.
On the painter.
On the other
actually,
thing.
I'm finding the right painter, finding a good person to do the work for you. I think that it's really going to come down to two people. I feel like the one of these guys is kind of funny, comes up as the King of Swords, which generally, you know, you think of the King of Swords as somebody who's like maybe a little intellectual. So they might, even though personality-wise, they might be seem sort of aloof. They might seem kind of straight to the point, though, you know, like they're not warm and fuzzy, right? But I think that's the right guy for the job. I don't think you're going to have any problem getting the person to do it, and I think you're going to be happy with the result.
Do you see that being like someone gave me an estimate yet? He didn't write it out. He said he'd write it out by the weekend, but I wrote him till next Tuesday's fine. Do you see like maybe the one that came to the house already? For someone new.
Let's take a look at that. Is it the guy that already came to the house? Let me check on that really quick. Cause
like yesterday morning, it was Friday morning.
Right, okay. So is that, What about the guy that you're thinking of?
Because I didn't get the estimate yet, but he was very matter of fact. You know, he said, by the
very
way,
matter
it's
of fact.
Be perfect. Yeah, like he's like,
right.
You know, it's not going to be perfect, and if someone tells you that, then they're lying to you and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So when we look at the one that you just talked to, that was like very, you know, kind of straightforward with you, right? Look at the star card and the Eight of Wands with him, and also the Ten of Pentacles. So I feel like it's really indicating that it could be that guy. That looks very strongly supportive of that.
Because he hasn't given me the estimate yet. Like you said, he'd do
right.
It for Sunday, but I wrote him and I said, thank you. Just by next Tuesday evening is fine. So I don't know. Do you
okay.
think he'll write me the estimate in the next few
yeah.
days?
Yeah, I think he will with that Ten of Pentacles.
Okay, and if it doesn't work
okay.
out, because some of these people want bigger jobs or something, then just keep on going with, like, referrals and then interview people and someone should come up good at what you're saying.
Absolutely. I feel like you've got two good choices that you're going to end up with, and the guy who is more, you know, straight to the point, kind of matter of fact, you know, got that air sign kind of energy going with them, I think that's going to be your guy that's going to do the best job for you. All right. So thanks for calling. We're already out of air time. Appreciate the call, though.
Yeah. Yeah, plus there was a lot of background noise on Lisa's line there, so... Have
like
a great weekend, Lisa.
Something.
Thanks for the call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. What a great show. A lot of great callers. You know, sometimes
yeah.
you do just an open line show without a topic and wow. You know, it's just amazing. It's amazing.
Yes. Well,
okay,
it's always
so.
Amazing with you, Dax.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Our next, I want to mention... Our double feature on Monday, tune in on Monday for Wisdom of Your Soul and Compassionate Light. Compassionate Light will be the next live show and a fun show Tuesday with the ghost inspectors and all the different terminology, and I'll be back on Wednesday. Mary, you and I will be back next Saturday. The Structure of Tarot course will be taking calls as well.
Yes. Yes, it's going to
be
exciting. I can't wait.
Going to be a fun show. Tune in next Saturday for sure. And remember, go to psychictalk.net/Mary, and you can read more about Mary. You can contact her off air. You can book a reading with her, all from her page, psychictalk.net/Mary. Now, I usually send you to my page, and you're welcome to go there, /Dax. But I've got the flash sale going on right now. So if you want to book a session with me, get the huge discount. Go over to psychictalk.net/flash. Say that 5 times fast. Psychictalk.net/flash. FLASH. Yeah. Psychictalk.net/. I can't see. I told you. Psychictalk.net/flash. Yeah, it's the universe hitting me in the head with that wet mackerel. Anyway. I would love to get in a private session with you this weekend. I'm available all weekend, and it would be a lot of fun. All righty. So I'm going to say goodbye, everybody. Thanks to all of our callers and listeners. We don't have a show without you, and thanks to you, Mary.
Thank you, Dax, and thanks to all of our listeners. You guys make it what it is, and we're grateful. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Dad. Good night, Grandpa.